Here are today's top stories. It's back to school time. Hundreds of thousands of students head back to Chicago classrooms today, and all of the suburbs are like, who cares? We're like already 2 months in. The big news story of the day is surrounding strike talk. Will the teachers go on strike after not being able to agree to new terms? Or will they agree on a contract that ultimately will pay them less and have less pay-ins for pensions? It's, you know what? If Dick Wolf was smart, this would be the next drama. Chicago schools. Until then, it's a reality show. Bad weekend for violence in Chicago. 13 killed to make Labor Day the most violent holiday weekend of the year. When asked for comment, Labor Day was like, yes, take that 4th of July in your face Memorial Day. Wait, what's this for again? Oh. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson said most of the crime is happening in select districts on the south and west sides. And he's calling on the parents of those districts to step up and address the violence. Agreed, that would be simple. But at this point, grounding for gangbanging? Might be tough to pull off. I mean, I have enough trouble trying to get my kid to turn off his iPad. Hey, it's the official kickoff to the presidential campaign. So everything from the past 18 months, that was preseason. Spring training, if you will. Good to know. Today, Clinton coughed some more on the campaign trail, and she called for Trump to release his tax returns, to which Trump replied, nobody cares about that. This from the guy who ran beauty pageants, which is the ultimate in nobody cares. Also, Trump went off script today to rip on Clinton's foreign policy, saying that when she talks to Putin, he just laughs at her. God, I'm really not liking this Putin guy. Who's this guy? Is this Trump's golf buddy? Oh, he's the president of Russia? Well, good to know. So tight. But regardless, some polls have Trump back in this race, some even saying it's neck and neck, to which Clinton said, neck? Yeah, there's something wrong with my neck, too. I'm going to die like a month in. Doctors are saying that this year's flu bug could be a concern and that the shot is better than nasal spray. Really? Shots? All of this technology, automated cars, wireless headphones, Bluetooth, and we haven't figured out a better way to do a flu shot? How about like a flu jello shot? Or a flu jello suppository? I'd rather put a jello flu suppository up my butt than deal with the flu shot. Is it just me? Let's get working on this together, doctors. The giant panda just came off the endangered species list, which means panda sandwiches for everybody. You know what? I give all of the credit to the rapper designer. Panda, 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 panda. And weather, come on, it's super hot, right? Probably shouldn't have worn my flannel today, but come on. I thought it was fall. Everybody says it's the first day of fall. In sports, the Chicago Bears scoured the waiver wire like a guy who auto-drafted this weekend. The Bears are now proud owners of one of the Green Bay Packer Longhairs. Yeah, Josh Sitton comes over for $7 million a year. That's $2 million than what the Packers deem to be too expensive. And he automatically becomes the best offensive lineman on the team. Not good. To make room, the Bears cut the final connection to the 2007 Super Bowl team and kicker Robbie Gould. Gould was as good as gold for a long time, but not last year or this preseason. So the most expensive kicker in football got kicked through the uprights. The Bears are catching flack for the way they cut him at midnight Sunday night. Not necessarily the thanks for your outstanding career press conference Bears fans were hoping for. But make no mistake, Robbie Gould was awesome. Remember when we had to worry about kicks? Exactly. Let's see what happens when Connor Barth, the new kicker, shanks left to lose the game in Houston. Yeah, it's going to sting. But all in all, I like the moves the Bears are making. If for nothing else, headlines. They know how to get attention for a team that really doesn't deserve any. Yet. 12-4. 13-3. 12-4. Yeah. The Bears could go 6-0, and it wouldn't matter because all sports fans are firmly fixed on the Chicago Cubs. 10 is the magic number. They could wrap up the division in St. Louis next week. How great would that be? In the meantime, this team continues to exceed expectations and create new ones. Is it safe to say that the Cubs are World Series or bust at this point? You gotta love it. Ham Jam, Jason Hammel, will start tonight in Milwaukee. The Blackhawks are only a few weeks away from camp, but first, a World Hockey Tournament that will feature Kane, Taves, and Corey Crawford. Duncan Keith sitting it out. So remember this tournament when Eddie Olczyk says, it looks like the Hawks are tired. They just don't have their legs. Next April. Because you know what's going to happen. And finally tonight, the Playboy model who shamed a woman in the L.A. gym on social media. The LAPD says there may be grounds for her arrest and a charge that would include prison time. Hey, you know what? Look on the bright side. There'll be a lot of different types of bodies in prison for her to mock. I'm sure she'll be real popular, which is what she always wanted to be. The popular girl. That's the carryout for September 6, 2016. To beat the heat, we're filling your soda cups to the brim with ice and a smidge of soda. You know, you gotta stay hydrated.